Taking care of the suffering in us. The practice for putting an end to suffering is based on the teachings of Thich Nhat Hanh. It is the practice of stopping, calming, resting, and healing. Please come into a comfortable position. Get settled into your body. Find your breath, your in-breath and your out-breath. Just enjoying the sensation of the body breathing. And as you do that, just begin to relax as much as you can right now. The first part of this beautiful practice is stopping. Whenever we become aware of suffering in us, boredom, restlessness, dissatisfaction, unhappiness, anxiety, anger, resentment, resistance, whatever it is, we stop. What do we stop? We stop listening to the voice of ego. We stop wishing it was different. We stop trying to be perfect. We stop looking away, ignoring. We stop judging, reacting. We stop identifying completely with the upset. We stop. We hold our seat and we breathe. And as we breathe, we allow our own compassionate awareness to arise. It's not that suffering isn't here anymore, because it is. But it's taking place now in a larger reality. Suffering may still be present, of course, but space begins to grow around it. Breathing in. I know that suffering has arisen in me. Breathing out. I hold this suffering gently, tenderly, in my kindest attention. In, suffering has arisen. Out, holding it tenderly. Breathing in. I see this pain in me as my wounded child crying for help. Breathing out. I hold this hurting child tenderly in the healing arms of mindfulness. In. My wounded child crying for help. Out, holding it tenderly in healing arms of mindfulness. This is how we stop. Turn inward, away from the critical voice of ego, and open to our own deep, innate source of compassionate awareness. And now we are at the next stage, calming. Breathing in. I accept this unhappiness in me. It's okay. It's just a part of the human condition. Breathing out. I allow it to begin to calm, to relax and release. In, I accept this unhappiness. Out, it begins to calm and release. Breathing in, I hold this sensation in kind awareness, like a loving mother or father holds a hurting child. Breathing out, the pain begins to dissolve. In, holding the sensation tenderly. Out, the sensation begins to dissolve. There is no hurry, no agenda. Ego has agenda. Ego says, why doesn't he just grow up? Why doesn't she just get over it? So when you hear the voice of ego come in, just see that. And smile. Smile from your place of kind awareness. When ego is seen, and when we're securely, safely in mindfulness, we move to the next stage, which is just simply resting. When a pebble falls into a pond, it sinks slowly to the bottom without any effort. When the pebble reaches the bottom, it rests there quietly, allowing the water to flow by. In this gentle practice, we allow ourselves to rest, like a pebble resting at the bottom of a pond. We rest naturally, just as we are. We rest calmly with no effort. We rest allowing everything to be exactly as it is. Thich Nhat Hanh says this, bringing loving kindness to our pain is the healing process. There is nothing more we have to do. Bringing loving kindness to our pain is the healing process. There is nothing more we have to do. As you continue resting, following your breath, enjoy this beautiful poem by Thich Nhat Hanh. It's called Putting the Little Pain to Sleep. The rain is falling softly. I listen deeply to the sorrow inside myself. Please go to sleep, my dear little pain. Let me embrace you tenderly and let my in-breath and out-breath continue to lull you to sleep. Day and night, I water the seeds of compassion and forgiveness so that tomorrow the flowers of joy can bloom. Go to sleep, my little knots. Tomorrow there will be a transformation, and we shall be reborn again. This is how we practice taking care of the suffering that has arisen in us.